and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson, interrupted by a Gaza war protester at a congressional hearing today.
The president's FY25 budget.
Funding a genocide in Gaza. There have been 7 mass graves outside of hospitals. This is sick. This is deranged. You are a war criminal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Several demonstrators were taken out of the room. The plea today from former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is not guilty to 9 felony charges in the Arizona election interference case. This connected with the 2020 election and so-called fake electors. 17 others are also charged. The defense and prosecution have rested their case in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York. Closing arguments are scheduled for next week. The upcoming Memorial Day holiday could be a busy one. The TSA could shatter previous records, expecting the busiest summer air travel season ever. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. The dairy industry employs more than 6,000 immigrants. Dave Daniels owns a large farm in Kenosha County. He says it's working well.
They're very important to us, and we want to make sure that we have a good way of helping them out, and not only in their job, but also in the community and in society as it is, too.
Daniels speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of camping season. Campsites at Wisconsin state parks are filling up fast. Spots are reserved as much as 11 months in advance. The Department of Natural Resources says some of the best sites, the most popular parks, are already booked all summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The first phase of a major road construction project in the city of Superior is underway. Roadwork on Hammond Avenue in Superior kicked off on Monday, closing traffic between Belknap and North 21st Street. The construction will include a new roadway, the installation of storm sewers and structures, and the addition of new pedestrian and bicycle facilities. Phase 1 is expected to be complete sometime around mid-October, and Phase 2 of the project will begin in 2025, closing North 21st Street to North 28th Street. The Duluth Air Show over the weekend brought in a great deal of revenue for the Twin Port cities. According to a WDIO report, officials say the air show typically brings about $20 million into the local economy, thanks to bringing about 50,000 people into the area for the show. Attendance at the air show has been increasing to record levels over the past few years, which organizers credit to increased interest in the show and lucky weather. This year's event saw a few clouds, but plenty of people still attended the show. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, the Packers offseason workout program. With more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans, Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the 1 to 2 things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find 1 or 2 other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 in the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the sixth.
It's a quick 0-2. That one didn't there. Here comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh my goodness, and now Ortiz is going to take second base.
Starter Joe Ross headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. 7 different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight.
Mets Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Matt Mayer on on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program. Thank you to Luke Mathers for joining us here for these top headlines today. I want to get to another one right away, particularly for our listeners on the home station here at the worldwide headquarters in South Central Wisconsin on WMDX, a special weather bulletin for you. And if you're driving in the area, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for parts of Jefferson, Columbia, and Dane County, also Dodge County. So Jefferson, Columbia, parts of Dane and Dodge County until 1:43 this afternoon. So about a half an hour left or so. Right now, looking at weather radar, the bulk of the storm is in eastern Dane County, just south of the I-94 corridor there. So if you're going between Madison and, say, Johnson Creek or back and forth between Milwaukee, you may want to, when you can, safely pull over on an exit ramp or get off the interstate just for a bit. It looks like the bulk of the storm now just approaching, going in a direction of northeast right now. If we kind of zoom in on this as far as, like, the details of the storm, it is a quarter size hail has been associated with this storm. And about 4 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located near Deerfield or near Marshfield, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Again, quarter size hail has been associated with this storm, and hail damage and wind impacts are expected, including with trees and siding and other things right now. So be aware of a severe thunderstorm warning, wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour, quarter size hail right now in eastern Dane County. It is just crossing the I-94 corridor at this time. Some of the towns that could be impacted by this in the near future here include Columbus on the northern edge of that storm, as well as Watertown. Lake Mills, you're probably seeing that right now as we speak, so be aware of that. So the storm is just south and east of Sun Prairie and moving northeast at this time at around 35 miles per hour. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for parts of Dodge, Jefferson, and Columbia counties right now until 1:43. We'll continue to update you on this storm. If we zoom weather radar out right now, there is a long line of thunderstorms right now
kind of just west of Stevens Point and then straight down all the way to the Wisconsin River. Those storms just went through Richland Center. So right now the heart of the storms are over places in Sauk County, Reedsburg right now, going up towards Mauston in Juneau County. Our listeners in Wisconsin Rapids right now, WFHR in that area, you are getting some strong storms, but those are not severe right now. There's also a line kind of from Oshkosh up back to the west to Stevens Point and Wausau, a very thin line. Again, strong storms, but have not been severe. And then north and west of Green Bay, say Shawnee County up into Oconto, towards Rhinelander, again, some strong storms, not severe at this time. This is kind of this first or secondary wave of storms that we thought might be coming through the state of Wisconsin today, and we've seen this one severe thunderstorm warning thus far. There is going to be another round as the cold front. Right now, this is the warm front coming through the state of Wisconsin. The cold front's going to come through later on this afternoon into the early evening hours, and that's when forecasters expect the strongest storms to hit Wisconsin with the greatest impact, perhaps, keyword perhaps, of tornadic activity. So keep it tuned here to Civic Media throughout the day. We'll keep you informed, all of our great weather folks working on that, and keep an eye to the sky. Again, just be prepared, Mr. Zommers. You want to have your water, anything else, your phone charged. We would like you to have a battery-operated radio to take with you to your storm shelter as well, but just have a plan in case severe weather strikes.
It's a lot of these things are very easy to have around and stuff that you should have at home and in your car. And as you mentioned, you needing to do better at that. Me too. You know,
sometimes it's us in media, radio, TV that are warning folks, and then it's like, "Have you done it yourself, Todd?" Well, not really. But I have a plan. I know where I would go in my apartment building, and I try to, especially during severe weather, I keep my cell phone charged up because I haven't checked is my battery operated radio. I have not checked that.
I don't know if I have one. I need to do that.
Well, you should have one. Good reminder. I want to get back to this story, main news story of the day. We appreciate Luke Mathers joining us last hour to talk about it. We'd like to invite your phone calls because we had a lot of information we put out in hour number one referring to this story overnight that continues to break today. I believe it should be the top headline in all major news sources, assuredly, especially. Donald Trump's Truth social media account sharing a campaign video with a headline about what could happen or what the headlines may be the day after if he got reelected to a second term. One of the supposed fictitious headlines was, "What's Next for America?" And underneath of that, in smaller type, it said, quote, "A unified Reich," unquote. R-E-I-C-H, as in Hitler's Third Reich. The Trump campaign said it was not Trump, but a low-level staffer who posted it. "We played you a cut from Trump's own mouth from Mar-a-Lago a while back, which he said, in his own words, only he and a top staffer, Don Scavino, had his number for his Truth Social account." So that doesn't quite add up. When a reporter this morning outside the New York trial, which, by the way, rested today. The defense rested. Trump rested his case. It'll go into deliberation to the jury on Monday. A reporter asked Trump while he was at the microphones, at the gaggle, the press gaggle, asked Trump why he didn't take this down, this posting of the Unified Reich, and he simply turned his back and walked away. It was clear he heard it. He just didn't want to answer it. And about 45 minutes later, the Trump campaign finally did take down the post, or at least Trump himself maybe did, assuming that he's telling the truth about having access to his account. They took this post down. But we laid out in great detail last hour, in his own words, by his own admissions, how he is mimicking, to a large degree, the same things that Hitler did in the rise to power in fascism. And I know that's very strong language, and I don't use it lightly, and that's why last hour we laid it out in Trump's own words. Not assertions, but things he actually said. So what do you think about this posting by Trump on his so-called Truth Social account using Nazi language? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855 855- 75Civic, C-I-V-I-C. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your Apple or Android device and send us a text there. Let's go to the phone lines, listening on WMDX here in South Central Wisconsin from Prairie du Sac. Mark in Prairie du Sac, thanks for calling in. We'll see you.
Yeah, thanks. Well, like the Blues Brothers, I hate Illinois Nazis. I hate any Nazis right? at all.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it is just disgusting that I can remember in sixth grade I had a book from Scholastic Book Club that they offered, and this is for sixth graders and probably fifth graders as well, The Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler. And I remember reading that and being horrified about that because I actually had teachers that actually had talked about, in fifth and sixth grade, I had talked about the Holocaust and the horrors of the camps that... you know, that and today they probably, and especially in Florida, they'd probably say, well, you can't be doing that. You know, that's you know, objectionable material to be teaching young people about. And we have to take these people at their word. You know, when Donald Trump is saying the stuff he wants to do away with the civil service, which let's remember that the civil service, a lot of the civil service that we have was in response to the assassination of James Garfield, who was murdered by a disappointed office seeker. You know, back in the day, that's what the civil service back then was not civil service. It was just patronage jobs. You know, throughout the administration, they didn't have the tests that we now have. I mean, reading a bit of history, apparently in ancient China, they actually had civil service exams for people that worked for the government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had to pass that to be able to work for the for the government that they had in Imperial China. They considered you had to be qualified to do these jobs. And the only qualification now, apparently, is that you're MAGA. Is going to be, if you're MAGA, it doesn't matter if you have the expertise to do the job. It's just your loyalty to Donald Trump and the MAGA cause. And it's just equally disturbing, you know, this whole Christian nationalist movement that's coming on. Mm-hmm. These people are forgetting our own history. I have this little encyclopedia. It's a Dictionary of American of Cultural Literacy. And describes the various faiths. And one of the things under the Baptists was written, the Baptists really welcomed the separation of church and state because they were tired of paying tithe to the Church of England.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think that the faith should have to, you know, be dictated from the government. It should be a matter of personal faith. And what we're going to get if Trump gets reelected, these people are going to have power, and they're going to exercise that power. And, well, you know, that anybody who's a religious minority or mm-hmm. that is, dare I suggest, that the you know, Jewish people had better watch out because Trump. They may support Israel, but they certainly do not. They certainly do not embrace. You know, they're completely anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
I'm trying to searching for the words to describe it because.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, it is sad, Mark. I appreciate the call. And Mark brings up a couple of really important points that I think, and this is why I wanted to have a longer, detailed conversation and break this down today. Because there's so much clickbait out there on the Stormy Daniels trial and all the, you know, vitriol that Trump says. And that's the stuff that a lot of media will want to cover because it gets them clicks on their social media and listeners and viewers. And the important stuff, and not to say that's not important, but in my opinion, the more important things kind of get lost. And to Mark's point, we get calloused, right? Because talking about civil service jobs, you know, is not exactly sexy. Politically sexy. But Mark's absolutely right. And the listener texted in on the Civic Media app last hour. So what does civil service jobs mean? And as someone who worked at both federal and state government, it's all the jobs that most of us actually use government for, right? I mean, sure, there are people that call their legislator or congressperson, but most of us use government in the sense of, hey, my mom's Social Security check didn't come, or we need to adjust this, or you know, I have a friend who wants to immigrate here legally from another country. Or, you know, something's wrong with our IRS and the taxes. Those are the people that work for us, the taxpayer, not as a partisan. Trump would do away with that and install only MAGA people in there. Back with more phone calls, back with a discussion. 855-752-4842 is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lavall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, May 21st. Mr. Zahmer is doing yeoman's work on the board, as he always does. Give him a call. He'll pick up the phone. He's polite. He'll give you a rhubarb pie recipe. No, I don't. I'm not sure he'll do that. But you're always friendly, which I love about you, Mr. Zahmers. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Before we get back to the phone lines, a quick weather update for you as we are watching a volatile weather pattern here across the state of Wisconsin today. Some good news, first of all, that severe thunderstorm warning in south central Wisconsin has now been allowed to expire. If we zoom in on the weather radar there, we can see this is one of those kind of standalone cells. It's not part of a line, which tend to kind of flare up and go away quicker than something that's being fueled by a line of storms. So this was kind of a little one-off cell that had gotten severe. Not that there's not strong winds and rain with associated with the storm. It's just not at severe levels. So not, 60, 70 miles per hour, but you might see a 40, 50 mile per hour gust out of this storm. Maybe some smaller pea-sized hail as it kind of dissipates. The storm right now, if we zoom in on that particular stronger storm, is just crossing Highway 19, which runs east to west between Watertown and Sun Prairie. So right now, zooming in here, looks like Waterloo. Right now, you are under the gun as far as the strongest weather is concerned. Reeseville. That may be in Columbus. You may still get some of this stronger storm as this storm moves about 30, 35 miles per hour to the north and west right now. But again, that storm has not been deemed severe. It has dissipated somewhat. The bigger line of storms right now, which is still active but not severe, going from just south of Wausau. So folks in the Bull Falls radio area may be seeing some strong storms and some heavy rain right now. Then down to Stevens Point in Wisconsin Rapids. So our listeners at WFHR probably seeing some thunderstorms right now. Going down through Juneau County and into Sauk County right now. So around Reedsburg area, Wisconsin Dells area, you're going to be getting some strong storms as well. Then for our listeners, perhaps on the Green Bay station, GBW, the talk of Green Bay, north and west of Green Bay. So think of Oconto, Shawnee County, up to Rhinelander, that area, some stronger but not severe weather. So this is the first, or kind of the second. We had some storms move through parts of Wisconsin this morning. This is the second round of storms that's going to be going through with the warm front, and then we have a cold front coming through a little bit later this afternoon into this evening. And I can tell you the other alerts that have just been issued while we've been on the air here, that is a big, big area of right now a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. And we expect these watches to be extended further into Wisconsin. But right now, it's going to be just north of the La Crosse area and just south of Eau Claire. So think the Osseo and not quite to Black River Falls, but the Osseo area and along the Mississippi River, basically between Red Wing, Minnesota, down to Winona and La Crosse. So Pepin County over that area, a tornado watch in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Again, we expect these tornado watches to be extended into Wisconsin because zooming out, this tornado watch area, it encompasses the entire state of Iowa and then southeastern Minnesota, just beneath the Twin Cities, and a little bit of northwest Illinois. So think of Davenport, that area. So it's a huge area, and we can now see on our weather radar this line of storms kind of developing between the Nebraska and Iowa state line out in far western Iowa. This is the line of storms associated with the cold front that will pass through Wisconsin late this afternoon and into this evening. So we have to keep an eye to the sky, keep it right here to Civic Media all day. We will keep you informed of what's happening here in the weather. But again, nothing severe right now in the entire state of Wisconsin. Let's get back to the phone lines, talk about this story from Donald Trump overnight into today on his Truth Social, using the terms, quote, unified Reich, unquote, a Hitler Nazi term in what a second Trump presidency may look like. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire, appreciate you calling in on the tap up there in Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Well, first of all, outstanding job on the weather, sir. You missed your calling, but
Thank you.
We need you more in this capacity, but you can fill in for a weatherman now and then. Thank you so much for that update. This is so unbelievable, you know, what's going on right now in our country. But, you know, this has been moving this way for quite a while, and you've kind of seen it yourself. And, you know, with what happened in the state of Wisconsin, which has never been repaired because, you know, the people that have an R after their name continue to withhold funds that could help, you know, our side of the state and people lining up in the emergency rooms with chairs down the hall, you know, things like that by holding money back. I think with what's going on right now with Trump, this scares the heebie-jeebies out of me because of the involvement of our Supreme Court and, you know, the upside down flag at, you know, one of the head justices.
Justice Alito, yeah.
And, you know, in their ties with big money. And, you know, I always used to hear big money, big money, big money, and I let it roll off. But I never seen the big money as in the state of Wisconsin when Walker was in office. And he totally didn't listen to the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look what he did. And what's going on in our federal government, and I hate to say it, but people with the R after the name, but those people left. A lot of the good Republicans left the party. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were getting death threats and just, you know, beaten up. And to me, I feel really sad because people that are doing their everyday jobs aren't getting the information because none of the TV stations are giving the information. You know, they don't know what to believe, or they can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Well, we're watching it happening, and I'm alarmed about it. You're alarmed about it. Everybody that calls in is alarmed about it. Maybe people need to start once in a while watching the Republicans on the House floor, watching them speak out when they all have the same suits on and their little red ties on, praising Trump. It's a scary thing.
But
thank you for sharing this. This is so important. I hope people follow up on this. It's really important.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you again for the great job.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Appreciate it, Gene. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Keith, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Keith, about a minute left. It's yours. What say you?
Well, I was just telling you, or the guy that answered the phone, and I'm sorry, I cannot think of his name.
Mr. Zomers, yep.
Man, but yes. If I were to start listing things that scare me about Trump, it would take me another 2 years to just get that continuously talking. So, it is, we personally, and I've said sometimes, 60 is messy for me. I'm fighting friends who are my crowds who vote for Hillary. And ended up putting for Jill Snyder putting it off. So thank you very much.
Hey, Keith, if you can safely pull over or get to another area, your cell service there is cutting out, Keith. I know you're on the road, so apologize. We couldn't make anything out there. So either call back, Keith, or just hang on after the break here. We'll try it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first thing that he started with that I know I heard is that if he started listing out the things that concern him about Trump, he'd be going for another 2 years.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely. Give us a call back, Keith. I know the cell service is a little spotty in some areas. No worries at all. Off the text line here from WRCE, Trump's popularity will probably go up with his base after this. Once the orange Kool-Aid is slurped, the orange man can do no wrong. Only one way to get rid of him is to vote. I'll go along with that.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's popularity is slipping among most voter groups in Wisconsin. That's according to the Journal Sentinel's analysis of 4 years of polling data. It shows Trump has lost some Republicans and rural men, but now he's doing better with voters of color and rural women. Groups like suburban women, college graduates, and young voters view Trump even more dimly now than they did 4 years ago. So far, no bird flu in Wisconsin dairy cows, even though the virus is infecting herds in other parts of the country. Johns Hopkins University's Megan Davis recommends sticking with pasteurized dairy products.
Raw milk and raw milk products may not undergo the same processes to inactivate the virus.
The U.S. Agriculture Department is paying affected dairy farms to help contain the virus. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Women's Business Alliance North has been named the 2024 Women's Business Center of Excellence. According to a Fox 21 report, the organization includes a number of businesses in Douglas County and throughout the Northeast Minnesota region, with a focus on assisting women of color and those from low-income households achieve their entrepreneurial goals. The organization's support services include advising, training, and opening opportunities for women in the region to make their businesses successful. Now that Northland College is able to remain open beyond this school year, officials are sharing data from their water quality research buoys. According to a Northern News Now report, the college is launching a website that can offer data on water quality in real time for residents, including water temperature, algae levels, and other chemical levels. In addition to helping students at the environmentally focused college learn about testing water quality, the website will help keep residents better informed before they go swimming. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If I have one opinion on Hollywood, is that it needs more Jesse Plemons. The actor will star opposite Emma Stone in Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Begonia, a sci-fi comedy script which has been purchased by Focus Features and Universal. Lanthimos' last film, Poor Things, was nominated for Best Picture and won Stone a Best Actress Oscar. Plemons can be seen in this summer's Civil War. A release for the film is down the road. Cameras will start rolling this July. What's the best way to sell tequila? Take off your pants and play croquet. At least if your last name is McConaughey. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey have created a series of ads where they perform various pantless activities, hoping it will help sell their organic self-made tequila, pantalones. Pantalones in Spanish means pants, or the less sexy trousers. McConaughey says the point of the ads is to not take life too seriously. For what it's worth, if you ever get caught without pants, tequila is not a bad excuse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about the Postal Service. Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich and Dr. Laura Hanks for public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it, even on a stormy afternoon. Welcome back to the Tylenol Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Mr. Sommers on the board, myself on the mic, you across Wisconsin via the vast radio network that is Civic Media. Also on the Civic Media app, if you don't have it, download your edition today on either your Apple or Android device. Great to have along with you as we go through a rather stormy afternoon and into this evening. A quick weather update again. The severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect in south central Wisconsin has been allowed to expire, and that storm has really dissipated just in the last 20 minutes or so. There is some, there are some strong storms north and west of Green Bay for our Green Bay listeners. Also around Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, down to Stevens Point, and down to then Wisconsin Rapids for our listeners on WFHR, and maybe some of our listeners as well on Richland Center, WRCE, down there in southwest Wisconsin. But those storms have gone now east of Richland Center, now in Sauk County up towards the Dells and Mauston area in Juneau County. Those storms could be heavy, some heavy downpours, but nothing severe. So no severe weather right now in the state of Wisconsin. A tornado watch has now been issued by the National Weather Service until 9 p.m. Only three counties thus far in the watch in west central Wisconsin, and that is for Buffalo, Trempealeau, and Pepin counties. Buffalo, Trempealeau, and Pepin, a tornado watch until 9 p.m. tonight. But we expect those tornado watches to be extended into Wisconsin as we go throughout the afternoon, because all of southern Minnesota, say south of Minneapolis, down to the Iowa line, then the entire state of Iowa, and then some of the counties in northwest Illinois, that entire region has a tornado watch out for it. And now we're seeing on weather radar the creation of what's happened is the warm front right now going through Wisconsin is causing the current storms and rain. The more dangerous line is the cold front, which is now on the Nebraska and Iowa line in far western Iowa. That storm is going to, that line rather, is going to keep moving east. And as it does move towards Wisconsin, we expect that some of these storms will gain energy, and that will create some severe weather for parts of Wisconsin this afternoon and tonight. So make a plan and be ready and keep it tuned right here to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll keep you updated. Again, no severe weather right now in Wisconsin. I want to finish up on these headlines from today from Donald Trump, again, posting on his Truth Social about what could happen under a second Trump term, and he used the language of, quote, a unified Reich, unquote, in relation to Hitler and Nazism. I want to go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, now in a better cell phone location. Keith, thanks for calling back. What do you want to say?
Yeah, thanks, Todd. I appreciate it. Sorry about that earlier.
No worries.
So I guess my question is, what is the thing? What's going to wake people up to this? I mean, you could, like I said earlier, you could go back and ask me what things about Trump worry me, and I could spend the next 2 years telling you. I mean, you look at, I mean, it's as simple as all the lies. Just the lies, the stealing, the not paying his subcontractors, the not paying his employees, the not paying his attorneys. I mean, what is it that's going to wake up our country to this guy is not a good human being and should never, ever, ever again be near any sort of authority position?
Right.
I don't understand what do we have to do. I mean, he's on trial right now for paying to hush a porn star with whom he was having sex while his fourth wife was home with their infant child. It just boggles my mind, Todd. Right. How do you compute that?
Well, if I had all the answers, Keith, I'd probably be making a lot more money than I am working for the Democratic strategy machine or President Biden. So you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but it's a great question, and I get the frustration. But I'll simply offer my thoughts based on my political experience. Number one, I think that a lot of people are not paying as close of attention as I am, or maybe you are. There's a lot of people that just go about their daily lives, and that's the thing, having worked in Washington, D.C., and also here at the state capitol, once you get away from the beltway, as they say in Washington, D.C., you find out that most Americans aren't obsessed with politics like people in Washington are. Once you get away from Madison and travel the state or live in other parts of the state, you realize not everybody is obsessed with politics the way we are perhaps here in Madison. So I think
still,
part of
though with that, I do have some difficulty with that, because once Donald Trump entered the political sphere and a little bit before that, it became a soap opera. And so more people were aware of what was happening. And like, I stayed out of politics a lot in up through high school. Mm. And then Donald Trump entered the political sphere, and I would see or hear from other students or from just online stuff about him making fun of disabled people, all the stuff he says about immigrants and whatever, all the racist garbage he says, all the sexist garbage he says, his past of sexual abuse, alleged.
Right.
And like, but I don't know how you can be blind to that.
But I think to Keith's point or other people, because it's on the news so much, because so many outlets talk about it, I think a lot of people just get frustrated and say, that brings me down. Like I get depressed. I can't compute
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so vote him out.
But not everybody feels that. Not everybody, you know, it gets overwhelming. And
it
I
certainly
get,
is.
And I get that. Because look, quite frankly, some days it gets overwhelming for me. And I work in the business of trying to sift through all of this to bring folks the facts. And so I get the frustration. So I think part of it is, as we get through or into the summer, as we get closer to the election, people will start dialing in and start paying attention more. So I think that will help, number one. Number two, I think that if we can bring more fact-based information, dial the rhetoric and the clickbait down, and like we did today, just lay things out factually. I, again, like Abraham Lincoln said, if you bring people the facts and the truth, I believe in the people to do the right thing. So I think that, because I think there's a lot of people out there that are like, well, I didn't know that. And so part of it is you have to cut through the hyperbole, as Joe Biden says. You have to cut through the clickbait. You have to click through people screaming into microphones and yelling on TV. There's this Jerry Springer mentality of bringing you the news. And yes, I get a little riled up sometimes, but I think the more that we can stay fact-based and bring you the truth, I think that will be helpful. But yes, Keith, it gets right. If you pay attention, you're like, I just don't get it sometimes. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Matt in Middleton. Matt, you want to talk a little bit about Project 2025, which we touched on last hour. What say you?
Well, 2 points. One is that... you know, we're a much larger country than these countries in the past that have fallen to fascism. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little interested in if you think it's even really possible, because I have to believe that there's got to be millions of people that are kind of on the sidelines, maybe not taking Trump seriously or these Christian nationalists. But these other countries that fell to this in the past, and even Russia today and Russia's whole history and China with their oppression, which is, you know, kind of fascist in some ways, but they're not heavily armed like we are. And I'm a gun-toting Democrat, and I got to tell you, they start rounding up people I love and care about, there's going to be an awful lot of violence. And I just wonder, there's got to be millions of people that would at least acknowledge that they do not understand the Pandora's box that they'd be opening. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to get your view on that. What's the likelihood that they'd actually get away with this stuff without a lot of violence?
It's a great question, John. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Matt,
in Middleton there. Number one, do I think it is possible for fascism to take root in the United States of America? Yes, absolutely, 100%. And I think probably the most succinct explanation of why I feel that way, and we don't have time today, but remind me, Mr. Zomers, for Thursday, we'll try to dial this up. There was a great interview on the season-ending edition of 60 Minutes this weekend with Anderson Cooper as the reporter for 60 Minutes on CBS, in which Anderson Cooper interviewed Holocaust survivors. Yes, there are still some alive. And to me, the most poignant interview was a woman. I don't have her name in front of me. And she made the point that she saw human nature up close and what we are capable of as humans. And she said, all it takes is permission. Permission. The Adolf Hitler gave Germans at the time permission to be their worst selves. And that's why I believe this is real. And that's why I believe it could happen, because Donald Trump gives people permission to be their worst selves. And if we don't think it could happen again, we're dead wrong. And yes, to your point, this is why we don't have time to go into it today. This is one of the things that changed my opinion on the Second Amendment. I, too, am a firearm owner, a gun owner, a hunter. And I was very stringent for part of my life on not wanting anything to do with gun control, big Second Amendment. I still believe in the Second Amendment. But I also believe in reasonable gun laws like red flag laws and waiting periods. Because if you think that it doesn't matter what firearm you have in private, if the United States government wanted to come in and get you, there is equipment that we don't even know about that will outdo anything a personal firearm stash could do. And yes, it would cause a lot of violence. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to, where are we going, Mr. Zomers? Going to John in Columbus. John, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, it's just listening to the other callers. And, with a MAGA mindset, it's nothing that you try to say is really going to register. I mean, you're just kind of hitting a wall with your words. Because with them, the cruelty is the point. That's their, their end result. They want that authoritarian strongman. They want that type of leader, and they will sacrifice anything and everything to achieve that result. Just trying to dance around and try to figure out, what goes on inside a MAGA mind is, we're just kind of running around in circles and not getting anything done.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, John. Thank you so much in Columbus. I agree to a point. I think there are some people that will never change a mind. I still believe there are a lot of great folks throughout Wisconsin and other parts of the state. If they know the truth and not going after what they fear, but simply giving the truth, I think there are people out there that are still open to logic and the truth. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Gary in Sussex. Gary, about a minute and 20 seconds left. It's all yours.
I call you. You know me. I'm a conservative.
Yep.
And part of the problem that I see is that the Democrats, I feel, are trying to screw up the election to keep my guy from being elected. So that's how we feel. We're being disenfranchised as far as the guy that we want. I do not like Donald Trump. I think he's an immoral person. But I think that since we only have two people to pick from, he is by far the strongest leader. I think Biden is so weak on foreign affairs. Even Robert Gates from the Obama administration said that he's been wrong on everything that he's done on foreign affairs. What's going on with, are we going to send bombs and guns to Israel? No, we're not. No, should we get the UN to go after, the leaders of Israel and, whatever? Netanyahu is doing the best he can, right? And I think that he was attacked, and he's going to finish this thing. Everybody knows Israel finishes.
Hey, Gary, can you hang on to the break? Because I want to follow up on what you were talking about. I want to get your opinion on that, because I think that's very important what you said. I don't want to just leave it hanging there. So hang on, Gary. Hang on, Angie Monroe. More phone calls on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tylo Ball Show for a Tuesday. You're listening across the state of Wisconsin and around the world to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean, the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never going to work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip, it's not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Todd Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, a national look at news, and then we'll get into some sports from our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Our local news crews across the state of Wisconsin at Civic Media will have a local news update for you, but in your particular area. And of course, Brittany Berlow and Corey Hartman, our entire weather team, watching the skies for you with the weather forecast details. Again, no severe weather at the current time anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. There are some strong storms in the central part around Wausau, down to Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, down to the Dells, and then Green Bay and north and west of there. There have now been tornado watches and a watch again. This is helpful as we go into the afternoon and evening. Anytime you hear a watch, that means that a situation is right for that particular weather condition to occur, but it has not yet occurred. So a severe thunderstorm watch means that a severe thunderstorm could happen. Tornado watch means that it could happen. Once they issue a warning, that means that either a severe thunderstorm or a tornado has been indicated either on radar or by a trained weather spotter. So right now we have a tornado watch out for three counties in northwestern Wisconsin. We have Pepin, also Buffalo, and Trempealeau. So just south of Eau Claire and just north of La Crosse, right along the Mississippi River. But we do expect those tornado watches to be extended further into Wisconsin because basically all of southeastern Minnesota right now, below the Twin Cities, down to the Iowa state line, all of Iowa and parts of northwest Illinois are all under that same tornado watch. The cold front right now is situated in far western Iowa, just along the Iowa-Nebraska line. Storms are flaring up there. That's all moving east and will affect parts of Wisconsin later on this afternoon and tonight. Looking for some particularly dangerous thunderstorms and possibly tornadoes as well. So keep it tuned here. We'll update you as the afternoon and evening progresses. Want to go back to the phone line quickly. Gary in Sussex. I didn't want to leave you hanging, Gary, because I thought it was important not to just, you know, leave this out there. One of the things you mentioned, saying that you were frustrated or you felt that MAGA or Republican conservatives were frustrated with President Biden's administration in terms of access to elections, or say that again, please. Just explain it, because I think that's important.
Well, I just don't believe that Biden has the ability to handle foreign affairs.
I'm limited on time, so I got two more callers, so I'll make sure I don't cut you off. We'll discuss foreign stuff another day, but you said, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What did you say about elections in terms of Democrats and elections?
Oh, well, I feel by the Democrats going after him for all this stupid little stuff that he has, that they're keeping him away from campaigning and trying to cause him so many problems that it's trying to keep my vote from being counted. And there's 80 million people that feel the same way that I do, that they're trying to disenfranchise my vote. Now, but, do I like
Trump, he's not my favorite guy. Right. I don't like him at all. I wouldn't want him as my neighbor.
But I think it's important. I think it's important to just put out there that no one's disenfranchised. You're still have access to the ballot box. You can still vote for whoever you want, regardless of whether
Trump gets indicted.
No, it doesn't.
In prison.
He can still be the nominee. He can still stand for election, and he can still be elected president. And so that doesn't.
And there's going to be a lot of women are going to say, "Well, he's a convicted felon. I'm not going to vote for him."
Separate. That's separate than what. Remember, the Biden administration allowed Biden's own son to stay in trial. The Supreme Court ruled that Trump could stay on the ballot. And again, Trump's own actions are the ones that put him in this situation. If you and I, Gary, had committed half the things that Trump is alleged to have happened, we'd be in prison right now. We wouldn't even be allowed to be out on the street campaigning at all. So I respectfully disagree with that, but I always appreciate you calling in. Thank you so very much, Gary. Angie in Monroe, down in beautiful Greene County. Angie, always appreciate you. What say you?
I just want to bring up that my TikTok has Mr. Trump actually playing some Metallica at his rally coming out. And I can tell you a lot of Metallica fans are not happy. And apparently Lars, he's already given the warning to Trump. I just want to make mention that he's using music that he's not allowed to. But the funny part is he used Mr. Sandman. I just want to make that mention. So, have a great day.
Appreciate it, Angie. Always appreciate your listenership down there in beautiful Monroe. I haven't been down Monroe in a few weeks. I was down to New Glarus to the Dirty Dog Tap House, as you remember.
Which I want to check out. Still sounds great.
Dirty Dog Tap House, fantastic down there in New Glarus. Monroe County, Greene County, Monroe, great part of America down there. Part of what makes Wisconsin great, Mr. Summers. Look, this has been a great discussion today. Pardon me. Great phone calls, great text. Really appreciate it. Realize that it was a little heavier and more spread out than maybe we might do with one issue. But I think it's really important on these. Look, I don't use words like fascism and Nazism lightly. Those are very, very serious things. But I think that when Trump and his own campaign are putting things out like saying unified Reich, unquote, and not apologizing for it and taking hours to finally take it down. That's intentional. And I think it's important to, and again, if you notice, Mr. Zomers, correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't use one Democratic person criticizing Trump today.
I don't believe so, no.
I don't believe so. It was all Trump's own words, own quotes, own sound bites, or those of his administration. And when you point out the truth like that, it's hard. It's impossible, in my opinion, to say that what he is saying is not intentional. It is intentional. And we know this from people like Trygve Olsen, who has fought autocrats and fascism around the world. They tell you, not just Trump, but people who have been put into positions of dictatorships and autocracies and fascism, they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So it's important to stay on top of this. We'll also stay on top of the weather. Again, tornado watch until 9 p.m. for Trempealeau, Buffalo, and Pepin counties. We expect more of those tornado watches to spread into Wisconsin. No severe weather right now in Wisconsin, but keep it tuned here to Civic Media as we'll update you throughout the day. Thanks to Mr. Zomers. Thanks to all the phone calls. Luke Mathers as well. Big day from Kopke's Greenhouse tomorrow. Join us then. Also talking cicadas with the bug guy. Until then, Todd Allball say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.